Islamic principles governing business and commerce are designed to ensure fairness, justice, and honesty in all economic activities. These principles are derived from the Quran and Hadith, and are exemplified by the actions and practices of the Prophet Muhammad and his companions. Below are some key ethical guidelines along with references and examples. Honesty and fair dealing. Quranic reference, O you who believe. Eat not up your property among yourselves unjustly except it be a trade amongst you, by mutual consent. Hadith reference, the Prophet Muhammad said, the truthful and honest merchant is with the prophets, the truthful, and the martyrs, Dermi. Example, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, Ra, Abu Bakr, the first caliph, was known for his honesty in trade. Before becoming a leader, he was a successful merchant who never engaged in deceitful practices. He always ensured that his transactions were fair and honest, which earned him great respect and trust among his peers. Prohibition of fraud and deception. Quranic reference, woe to those who give less than due, who, when they take a measure from people, take in full. But if they give by measure or by weight to them, they cause loss. Quran 83:1-3. Hadith reference, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, he who deceives us is not one of us, Muslim. Example, Amar ibn al-Khattab, Ra, Amar, the second caliph, was known for his strict enforcement of justice. He would personally inspect the markets and ensure that no fraudulent activities were taking place. He once punished a merchant who was mixing bad dates with good ones, demonstrating that deceit in trade would not be tolerated. Fulfillment of contracts and trusts. Quranic reference, O you who believe, fulfill all contracts. Quran 5:1. Hadith reference, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the signs of a hypocrite are three: when he speaks, he lies; when he promises, he breaks his promise; and when he is entrusted, he betrays the trust. Bukhari. Example, Abdullah ibn Amar, Ra, Abdullah ibn Amar, a companion of the Prophet, was known for his adherence to contracts and trusts. He once hired workers for a specific task and ensured they were paid fairly and on time, setting an example of how Muslims should fulfill their contractual obligations. Prohibition of interest, riba. Quranic reference, Allah has permitted trade and has forbidden interest, Quran 2:275. Hadith reference, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, gold for gold, silver for silver, wheat for wheat, barley for barley, dates for dates, salt for salt, like for like, hand to hand. If the commodities differ, then you may sell as you wish, provided that the exchange is hand to hand, Muslim. Example, Uthman ibn Affan, Ra, Uthman, the third caliph, was a wealthy merchant who abstained from engaging in transactions involving interest. He ensured that his wealth was earned through permissible means, and he was known for his generosity, especially in financing public projects and helping the poor. Fair treatment of workers. Quranic reference, and withhold not from the people the things that are their due, Quran 7:85. Hadith reference, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, give the worker his wages before his sweat dries, Ibn Majah. Example, Ali ibn Abi Talib, Ra, Ali, the fourth caliph, was known for his fair treatment of workers. He emphasized paying workers promptly and ensuring their well-being, which reflects the importance Islam places on justice and fairness in labor relations. Charity and social responsibility. Quranic reference, and establish prayer and give zakah, and whatever good you put forward for yourselves, you will find it with Allah, Quran 2:110. Hadith reference, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, the upper hand is better than the lower hand. The upper hand is the one that gives, and the lower hand is the one that takes, Bukhari. Example, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Ra, Abdurrahman was one of the wealthiest companions, known for his immense charity. He donated large sums of money to support the community, especially during times of need, showing the importance of social responsibility in business. Conclusion: Islamic ethical guidelines for business and commerce are designed to promote justice, honesty, and social responsibility. By adhering to these principles, Muslims can ensure that their economic activities are in line with their faith and contribute positively to society. The examples of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions serve as timeless models for ethical conduct in business.